Hello, everyone. You are listening to Uncomfortable Truths with Lucid Phoenix, where I talk about politics, religion, and other BS that I find interesting. Today in politics, I'm going to talk about student loan forgiveness, the history, benefits, and controversy. Student loan forgiveness is a hot-button issue for U.S. politics. This blog explores the history of student debt, the argument for and against forgiveness, and how it could reshape the economy and education system. How we got here: a brief history of student loan debt. The modern U.S. student loan system traces back to the Higher Education Act of 1965, which aimed to make college more accessible through federal-backed loans. At the time, the average college tuition was relatively affordable and debt levels remained manageable. But over the decades, tuition rates skyrocketed, especially at public universities between 1980 and 2020. The cost of college tuition rose by over 1,200%, far outpacing inflation, wages, or economic growth. During the same period, wages stagnated for working-class Americans. States cut public funding for higher education. For-profit colleges aggressively recruited low-income students and delivered poor outcomes. As a result, Americans turned increasingly to loans to fund their education. Today, over 45 million borrowers hold federal student loans. The total debt exceeds $1.7 trillion. The average borrower owes $28,000 to $37,000, with many owing far more for graduate degrees. Why the U.S. should forgive student loan debt? It would stimulate the economy. Student debt is a drag on consumer spending. Many borrowers delay major milestones like buying a home, starting a business, having children, or saving for retirement. Forgiving even a portion of this debt would free up disposable income, especially for millennials and Gen Z. According to a 2018 Levy Institute report, canceling student debt could boost GDP by over $1 trillion over a decade. Student debt is a public policy failure. Student loans were meant to expand access to education, but the system has created a two-tier trap. Wealthy students graduate debt-free. Working-class students, especially Black and Hispanic borrowers, take on unsustainable loans. Many borrowers didn't borrow recklessly. They did what society encouraged: go to college and to get ahead. But now they're punished for it. It would help address racial inequality. Data shows that Black borrowers owe more than their white peers and repay at slower rates, even with equal education levels. Forgiving debt would disproportionately help marginalized communities affected by structural inequalities in the labor market and education access. The government already forgives other debts. For example, PPP loans were forgiven for businesses, many of them wealthy. Corporations routinely benefit from bankruptcy protections and debt write-offs. If we forgive debts for businesses and banks, why not for students trying to better their lives? The current system is unmanageable. Loan servicers are plagued with errors. Borrowers are bounced between repayment plans and the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program has denied over 95 of applicants. Even those who do everything right can be trapped in bureaucratic chaos. Common criticism and responses. It's not fair to those who paid their loans. Response. This is an emotional but flawed argument. Policy isn't about punishing people for past sufferings. Just because someone struggled doesn't mean we shouldn't relieve current burdens. We don't deny cancer treatment because others died without it. Another example would be slavery. Should people suffer slavery because those in the past suffered from slavery? I believe we must progress to continue to improve our current situation. They say it's a handout to the wealthy. Actually, the majority of borrowers are middle and working class. Those with the highest debts, like doctors or lawyers, often don't qualify for forgiveness programs due to income caps. Also, broad forgiveness can be income targeted, so relief goes to those who need it the most. It will increase inflation. Response. Most economists say the inflation impact would be a modest and temporary, especially if forgiveness is phased in or tied to income. In fact, relieving debt could stabilize household budgets, easing long-term inflationary pressure. Alternatives and compromises. If full cancellation is politically or economically unfeasible, several options next. Targeted forgiveness. Focus on low-income borrowers, public servants, or those defrauded by for-profit colleges. Caps on repayments. Income-based repayment plans with automatic forgiveness after 10, 20 years. Reform the interest system. Eliminate compound interest or cap interest rates on federal loans. Tuition-free public colleges. Prevent future debt while helping those entering the system now. A future without student debt. Forgiving student loans won't fix everything, but it could help millions of Americans reclaim financial stability. Reduce mental health strain. Student debt is a top cause of anxiety. Restore faith in the promise that education should be a pathway, not a trap. The student loan crisis didn't appear overnight, and solving it will take long-term reform. But forgiveness, partial or full, could be a powerful first step toward restoring fairness, opportunity, and hope in the American dream. That's it for now. Visit me at www.euclidphoenix.com. It's www.euclidphoenix. Euclid is spelled EUCLID. So have a visit and hope everything's going well. Thank you for listening.